This is St. Louis Public Radio. As demonstrations continue over the acquittal of former St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley, protesters want to see laws aimed at holding police accountable. But accomplishing policy change will be difficult. Some of the ideas brought forward aren't new and were rejected before. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explores the challenge ahead to turn protest demands into laws.
Since a judge acquitted Stockley of the first-degree murder of Anthony Lamar Smith, protesters from across the St. Louis region expressed anger and frustration over a white police officer not being punished for killing a black man. They've also suggested a number of policy changes related to policing. Some want police to undergo rigorous racial sensitivity training. Others want to see St. Louis police equipped with body cameras or have outside prosecutors investigate police-involved killings. Right after the verdict was announced, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner suggested that an outside law enforcement agency come in whenever a police officer kills somebody.
Right now, the police department investigates themselves. So if we want to have a fair and unbiased investigation, we need to address that investigation so we can pursue justice fairly, regardless of the outcome.
Another idea comes from St. Louis Alderman Terry Kennedy, who suggested giving the city's Citizen Review Board of the police department subpoena power. He said that could make it easier to hold officers accountable.
What subpoena power will give this board is the capacity to compel individuals to come in and testify. It will give them the ability to compel individuals, and it may not just be the police, but others, to provide information, data, statistics, video, whatever is necessary to be able for this board to make an informed decision.
Subpoena power would likely require a citywide vote and a change to state law. Meanwhile, St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson wants to take a closer look at the Ferguson Commission report, which was compiled in 2015, about a year after Michael Brown's shooting death. Backers of the protest movement like Stephen Holsworth say the report's law enforcement, education, and public health recommendations could help St. Louis.
We already did the roadmap. We already did all of the study. We had experts working for months and months and months on it. There's no need to reinvent the wheel, just put that into place.
But doing what Holdsworth suggested is easier said than done. After all, a big reason why people are bringing up the Ferguson Commission report now is that few of its suggestions have been implemented. Recommendations dealing with law enforcement require buy-in from the Missouri General Assembly, and Democratic State Representative Joshua Peters of St. Louis doesn't expect Republicans that control the legislature to fall in line.
The Missouri General Assembly is kind of detached from what we face here in the city of St. Louis. They are the ones who are going to ultimately be the decision makers and the game changers in this particular situation.
It's not just Republicans who are skeptical. Democratic St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough opposes the idea of bringing in an outside prosecutor when a police officer kills somebody.
The reason it doesn't work to just say, hey, we're going to have a special prosecutor do these cases automatically is that who is that special prosecutor? Who's paying that prosecutor? Are you waiting for them? Or is it going to be somebody coming from across the state? Who's going to appoint them?
So it's pretty clear that policy change is not a sure thing. But Mildred Kleins isn't completely pessimistic. She's a Ferguson resident who watched her city transform after the Michael Brown shooting. She says people who represent and live in St. Louis need to acknowledge disparities between its white and black residents. Once that happens, Klein says the work can begin to bridge the divide.
So yeah, I'm hoping that, people will come to the table. That's what's going to make change. Protesting is getting everybody's attention. After that, we sit at the table and attack some of these issues.
If the Stockley verdict compels local and state lawmakers to do what Kleins is asking for, then it may accomplish a bigger goal for the protest movement, forcing St. Louis's white residents to re-examine how they feel about and treat their black neighbors. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.